Such a great privilege to preach and teach God's word. I don't take it for granted. I give glory to God. Thank you, Father. I want you to know tonight that there's no how dark the darkness is that God's word cannot penetrate. And that's for somebody here tonight. No matter how dark the darkness is, when you apply God's word and mark it on a consistent basis, it will penetrate the darkness. No matter how hard the rock is, God's word will go through it. No matter how hard. And no matter how high the mountain, God's word will bring it down. No matter how deep the valley, God's word will fill it. And if you have to go through the valley, you go through the valley with God's word, and you come out on the other hand victorious. See, as the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. So turn your Bibles with me tonight as I teach and preach from Acts. I talk some more about the life of Moses. And I begin to press forward. Let me say this generally to you. There are two schools. Every man that is born of God to fulfill purpose, we go through two. You will go through the school of learning, academics. You know, I was talking a lot about this last week. And I said that it's important and critical for you to be prepared to enlightenment through education. You must be aware. The Bible talks about him that he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He was learned in all the wisdom. Do you understand? So their wisdom, their ways of Egyptians. And he said he was learned in whole. He wasn't learned in parts. Do you get that? In other words, he was not a mediocre. He passed all the classes. You know, so he was learning all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and in deeds. Because of the knowledge, he became an authority. When somebody is mighty in words, he became an authority, you know, in all the wisdom and the knowledge of Egyptians. He was not found wanting. And I said to us, not only that, he was learned in the history, you know, and the promises and the covenant of God, you know, for his people. And he learned that too, you know, through a mom. His mom, rather, who was, you know, the carer. Again, no matter how good you are, and you learn in the wisdom of Egyptians, you learn about the covenant of God, another school that we pass through, but we don't want to pass, is the school of wilderness. That is the second school we all pass. As long as you are called of God, as long as you have a destiny to fulfill, you will pass through that. I'm aware that some of us are passing through a form of wilderness now. Some of us, we are preparing to get into one unconsciously because you not carry your baggage that you're going to the school of wilderness. Moses did not carry his bag that was going through the school of wilderness. You know, but he wanted to fulfill his purpose without passing those schools. I'm going to say, no, you can't. You've got to pass through the schools. And so you have to pass through the school of wilderness before purpose can be fulfilled. And that's one school that many people don't want to go through. And that's where the school that a lot of people, they made a shipwreck of their purpose and their call. That's the school that a lot of people, they speak blasphemy to God. Because it's a school of pain. It's a school of loneliness. It's a school of abandonment. It's a school of, if you're not careful, hopelessness. It's a school that you can forget the purpose of God for your life. You know, someone that was called to deliver people suddenly became a shepherd. Except you recognize that you are passing through that school for a purpose. You will not make good your shepherding when you thought you should be shepherding men. It's called wilderness can limit you. It's called wilderness can make you make a shipwreck. And that is the school that a lot of believers don't pass. You pass well in school of academics. You understand that? But that's the school many believers, you know, don't pass. I hope we are all born again. Listen to me tonight, because when you're talking about the school of wilderness, fulfilling purpose, if you're not born again and speaking over your head, you haven't started. So, 2 Timothy chapter 2. No. Let me lay background before I go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Acts chapter 7, from verse 22, it was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart. Now, it came into his heart was the first time that he had the prompting of the call. Did you get that? You know, I've underlined this in my Bible with green, and I've highlighted it. Because you need to understand that phrase. It came to his heart. You know, so a way I can put it is this. There's a latent period of your call, and there's an active period of your call. He'd been called from birth. You know, I've said that to us, that it was an answer to a cry. So the call was within him. Do you get that? The call was within him. Your call will always be within you. But there will be a time that you have a prompt as though you are just called. No, you are not just called. Praise God. You know, God was speaking to the prophet. He said, right from the womb, do you get that? He said, I've called you. When God was speaking about Jesus in Matthew chapter 3, 17, I suppose, he said, this is my beloved son. He was just talking about Jesus for the first time. Jesus had been called before he was born. And that's what I'm saying in the book of Matthew 1:21, that you call his name Jesus, for he was delivered his people from their sin. So the call had been inside. The call has been inside. Praise God. That you get to a point in time on your life that it will come to you like it came to him. So it just occurred to him. Praise God. You know, I haven't gone through the schools, you know, but one school hasn't gone. But again, it just came to aware. The schools that he went to has revealed and persuaded that there's something about my life. Sometimes you feel like that. There's something about my life, but I can't put my hand on it. There's something that is pushing me. There are things, you know, that draws my thirst, that draws my emotions. Praise God. You know that there are various ways you can react, you know, to killing of people. And the way you will react to the killing of people is a factor of the school you are going through. You can react when they kill people and say, oh, well, you know, they are decimating, you know, all those unbelievers. Bomb them, let them die. You know, a way you can, oh, God, people are going to hell. It's a matter of what had been on the inside of you. And so he said he came into his heart the first time he got an awareness to visit his brethren. Now, verse 25. When he defended and he smote an Egyptians, you know why he did that? You know why he did that? He said, for he supposed his brethren. He assumed, you know, the way that he came into his heart in verse 23, he thought that he had come to the heart of everybody. So he thought that when he was beating the guy, all of them should join him. You don't know that your Savior has manifested. The first thing I will say to you, now, I want to jump, you know, ahead of myself, but I'll come back to that. But it is relevant because you get this one. Now, the first point I want you to know about call is that your call is your call. Your call is not everybody's call. That was the mistake he made. He thought that his call was everybody's call. He didn't know that you have to realize, first of all, that you are the president before people will vote you in. You have to realize, first of all, that, you know, that's what Paul said. He said, having received this ministry, he was the one that received the ministry. Whom did God appear to on his way, you know, to keep people? He didn't appear to a multitude. He appeared to him. So when he came and he showed himself to the apostles, he said, Olorun ti gba mi, ile tuka ni. You can't imagine it. Somebody that goes into a church and keep people, that pull the church down, he now enter into a church. The reflex reaction is, I'm no longer Saul, I'm Paul. You know, even some people did not return to that church. They say, Bo, she's on Joseph to power turning. Because he was the one. When God met him miraculously, do you understand that? You know, in a peculiar way, it was him and the horse. If the horse could have spoken, possibly the horse would have been a witness. He said, Lo, Tony, emi gandongun along your seat. God calls like this. Pew, pew, pew. God calls. You know, in some places, he said, husband and wife, we anoint you. You know, God did not call husband and wife. Call is like this. It's like this. It's like, as a matter of fact, until you are sure of your call, you are not ready for a wife. That woman will finish you. You yourself, you finish yourself. When God created Adam and put him in garden, when God created Adam, he did not give him a wife. When God created Adam, he gave him a work. And that's why, wives, don't fight your husband that sleep in office and then they work tonight. Because that's the passion. That's the first thing God gave them, work. It's not woman. That's something that ladies should understand. That's the way God wired them. Vision. The only thing is, I don't marry an husband. That's the way God wired men. Work first. It's when God have seen that this guy is prospering in the work, he now said, let me. If he was not making good even of that call, he will not create Eve. Because say, you don't need an helper. No, you see that, look, he's doing well. The work is expanding. The vision is expanding. The purpose is getting bigger. He said, he needs an help. And that's why I said to ladies, when somebody comes, you know, ladies say, I can't say, she just six months, I for image. You know, the first thing when the man comes is, excuse me, sir, where are you going? That's the first thing. Excuse me, sir, where are you going? A man that does not have where he's going, it is dangerous for a woman to follow. You know, he thought that as his so-called, he said, for he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them. But they understood not. I hope before I finish, I'll be able to talk to you about seven mistakes of Moses. Seven ways to miracle. But I can tell you some mistakes that Moses made. This is one of them. But now see verse 35. This Moses, whom they refused. Can you see that? That same Moses, whom they refused. They refused him 40 years ago. Because when he went back, he's become 80. When he was 40, they rejected him. Do you get that? They rejected their own Savior. That's why, you see, The more you grow as somebody has a call, I pray the larger should your heart be. Listen to this. I was rejected some years ago. And then God said, go back there. And I go, they could get one dada. To be that time, one day me call me. Kwan lo well on me. Do you see that? The followers has tendency to make leaders to derail. Do you know that eventually it's these people that make Moses to derail? Eventually, with all his trial, his all the time. Moses lived for the people. Eventually, the people made him to derail. You know, when I was meeting with some of the leaders yesterday, you know, I was talking along this line. When you have a call, you are responsible to God and not to men. Let me put it so, okay? Okay, so let me finish this. I'm just bubbling. Praise God. He said, this Moses, who they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? You know that's what they said. Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same that God sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel, we appear to him in the bush. As a matter of fact, God at birth had actually made him a ruler and deliverer. Do you get that? Because if God had not made him a ruler and a deliverer, he wouldn't have orchestrated him going into the family of Pharaoh. Because he has to go through the family of Pharaoh so that he can go to elite school. So he won't go to ADC. As for Niyere, IDC, one. That's where he's going to, you know, Monishola, go to school there, Monishola, Angel and angel, you know, as school will and your mom will find girl, prince and princess, you know, be a wabai to jekwe, olon lo sha nuwa, S for la lo, IDC school, and Sarudi. They understand that. So, God, because he are calling to be a deliverer, ensure I not go to Ansarudi. Because at Ansarudin, you will not be taught the wisdom of Egyptians. He did not go to IDC school. He will not be taught. So, that's why, you know, I said to us, God move in the affairs of men. Pharaoh thought that he was orchestrating the death of the firstborn. But Pharaoh actually was orchestrating the deliverer getting to his own family. Moses' mother could not afford to go to elite school. The parents couldn't afford, you know, to pay those school fees. In fact, they would not admit them because, you know, the schools are meant for princes and princesses. This is a son of a slave. But God knew that he must learn the wisdom of Egyptians, so he orchestrated that he go to that school. He was a deliverer. He was their king, but they did not recognize him. You know the same thing about Jesus? The Bible says in his own time he could not do much because they did not see their king. They saw the son of a carpenter. He couldn't do much because when he was preaching, like I'm teaching, preaching now, so we just saying, doctor, Yaman, you know, Obu Milana. You understand? That was the way they seen Jesus. And so, lo for iru apotiti Joseph Babe. To she wani geta. O wade no temple. O wan buga. And so, say, believe God now. I'm a carpenter. Believe God. Believe God. Believe God. That's how, you know, some today, you know, today, Jews still don't believe that Jesus is the Savior. They're expecting, you know, the Savior. Dates, because the scripture has to be fulfilled. The same way some of us believers. You see a man, you don't see the glory. You see a man, you don't see the call. You see a man, you don't see the saints. And that's why you are not blessed. Praise God. You don't only honor the word, you honor the servant that is giving you the word. It's the two that must go together for you to be blessed. They miss out. They say, who sent you? But actually, that's the saints. 40 years ago, they beat the saints. But in verse 36, he said, he brought them out. Glory to God. You know, when God appeared to him, he did not say, God, I can't go. I'm still offended by what they did 40 years ago. So you are now saying, didn't they know 40 years ago? I'm still offended. I'm still bitter. Listen. When you are done in this from the school of wilderness, bitterness would have left you. That's why some of us, we go through the things we are going through so that you can be pure. Praise God. Sometimes your delay is deliberate so that it can be pure. It's not that you are denied. Your delay might be God so that when you are done, you'll be ready for purpose. God does not want to send out a disaster. You know what the Bible says? Isaiah chapter 9, 6. It said, a child is born, a son is given. Until you become a son, you are not ready. So the school of wilderness is what makes you to become a son. We are going through some shit now. What looks like some delays now? What looks like he hasn't come now? What looks like everybody had gone? You know, somebody said to me, you know, some years back, you know, the person I left going to church. The person, you know, Olorun se mi o mo ti fe gba esan ni temi. Bitter against God. I was quoting God's word. You know, he was saying gbogbo eni mo mo. And I said, what is the problem? I was meeting the person for the first time. He said, what is the problem? He said, all my mates, many of them are abroad. Why am I here? I said, most of my colleagues are married. I'm still here. This person, you know, used to serve the Lord. And the choir sing very well. Later on, I got to know that the person can play instruments. And she just stopped going to church. Because Olorun she. But you don't know that sometimes God keeps you so that it can be revealed. God keeps you so that you can be revealed. You know, we want to be hasty in life. But you see, when you are going through with God, there's no double promotion. When you are going through with God, there's no double promotion. You have to take every training because you see, you need the learning to fulfill purpose. I remember several years ago, my wife was passing all the exams. All the exams in her life is like this. And it's not like that alone, distinction. So she did one. They said, come back. They said, you pass one leg. They said, come back in December to pass the second leg. Money, actually, you pass the two leg. But this is the last exam, Toshi. Ogbodo fail exam can like. Otherwise, when you see people failing, just in the only work, we want my winning. So you want my way, say when you come back. So only my way, it's not everybody that fails. Do you know my way? Money, that's good. We are masters. Praise God. And you know, I said to people, if you are meeting somebody that has never failed in life, don't be that person's friend. That's just the truth. If you are meeting somebody that has never fallen in life, that is a dangerous person. Because when he will fall, he will actually scatter. I pray that you don't get to the top before you taste failure. I pray. Don't get to the top before you taste failure. Go through your failures and delays in phases. And at the time, you can recover in phases. Praise God. Go through it in phases. Because you all need it. Philippians, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Very quickly. I want you to get this. Because you need it. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, see verse 3. He said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. So now, I want you to do something in your Bible. It's done in my Bible here. In verse 1, my son, put number 1. Then in verse 3, as a soldier of Jesus Christ, as a good soldier, number 2. Put number 2, you underline it. Number 4, no man that worries entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier, and if a man also strive. So number 3, he is a runner. You strive. You are in a race. And then number 6, the husbandman, number 4. So put number 4. In verse 6, there's number 4. In verse 5, there's number 3. So, son, a good soldier, then strive, an athlete. Number 6, husbandman. So, sorry, in verse 6, husbandman, that's number 4. Are you with me? Then verse 15, let's go to verse 15. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman. So, number 5, a workman. Number 5 is found in chapter 15, a workman. Shame unto the people now that don't carry Bible, because when I say write, there's nothing you are writing. Shame. Say shame unto people that don't carry Bibles. I said say that. And then now, see verse 20. In verse 20 is number 6. But in a great house, there are not only vessels. So on the line, I put vessels. Vessels. And then in verse 24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle. So in verse 24, you see seven. Servant. And so you see that there are seven things mentioned there. A son, a soldier of Christ, an athlete, an husbandman, a workman, vessel, and a servant. Now, listen to me very well. Every believer born again operates in two faces. Every Christian, you are one, but you are two. The one of you is that you are a son. And that's what the Bible says. As my son, take advantage of the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So one, you are a son, but listen to me. The other side of you, you are a minister. One, you are a son, and then the other aspect of you is you are a minister. Because you see, the first one is talking about sonship. But see, all the other one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, is talking about service. He's talking about an athlete. He's talking about a fighter, a warrior. He's talking about, a workman. He's talking about a farmer. I like that. He's talking about a farmer. He's talking about a workman. He's talking about vessels. He's talking about servants. So, when God created us, the first thing he did is he made us his son. Sonship qualifies you to serve. And that's why I said, you are born again. You can't serve. You are not born again. Your service is like a feather rag. And so, the first that you get into. And that's why I say a son was born. So every son has to be born. Because that is where your purpose, you know, was conceived. And say a son and then a servant. So listen to me, what I'm going to say now. So all of us, first of all, we are God's son servants, and then we are men servants. Did you get that? First of all, we are all God's son servant. So first of all, we're son. Sonship qualifies you to be a servant. Did you get that? So, if, now, get this again. Therefore, if you don't know how to maximize the grace of sonship, you cannot be a good servant. And that's why in opening that place, the first thing he said, my son, be ye strong in the grace. Because if you are not son in the grace, you cannot be a good vessel. You cannot be a profitable, you know, vessel. If you are not strong in the grace, you cannot be a servant that God will say, well done, good and faithful servant. If you are not, you will not be able to run your race. It's the grace of sonship that makes you to be a successful athlete. You cannot be an athlete without becoming a son. So first of all, you're a son. And that's why it's critical, you know, for every believer to understand sonship and the grace. The grace of God qualifies you to run your purpose. The grace of God does not give you liberty to sin. That's what I was saying. Can't say grace be abandoned and then we are continuing sin. No, that grace is for you to be able to serve the purpose of God. So if as a son you don't take the advantage of the grace, then you cannot be a servant. Or your work will be burned. You know, the Bible says that. It says your works will be tried. Those are the things. He was first of all born. And then he came to his sense one day that I have the call. Sonship qualifies you to be a servant. So first of all, we are God's servants. And then we are men's servants. You have to be God's servant first to be able to serve men properly. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I wish our leaders in this country would understand that. That the president is our servant. That the speaker of the House of Rep is our servant. That the kings, you know, are servants. Like the man they are flogging now, you know, that said, I'm hungry. And he said, you got in a haul worth of 20 million, you know, to celebrate birthday. He said, you are hungry. If leaders understand that they are leading to serve, countries, not Nigeria alone, countries, groups, institutions, you know, will change. But when you realize that you are called of God, you realize that you are called to serve me. You are not called to rule over them. Your rulership over men will be in servitude. Will be in servitude. He understood that father was called. And I want all of us to be aware of that. That first of all, I'm a son. And the grace that I enjoy as a son is to be able to be a blessing to others. Let me open up this point, 5 minutes, and then we go home. So, I want to say about 4 things that you need to know about your call, about call generally. And don't forget, I said in this series that when I'm talking about call, I'm not even talking about pastors alone. I'm not talking about call to be an evangelist alone. That is inclusive. I'm not talking you're called to be a teacher. So I'm not talking about pulpit ministry alone. You know, I said to some of us are called to be CEOs. God called you to be that. Praise God. So you are God's CEO. You know, I was sitting in my office about last year, 2 years ago, you know, and God said to me, You know, I heard audibly well. He said, you are God's servant in public service. You are not a public servant. Praise God. I heard that. You can be called to be a traitor. You know, you can be the one that will start something that has never happened before. That's a calling. You can be called to be a reformist. Something has been going this way, and God called you to come and change it this way. It's a call of God. You can be called of God to unearth inventions, to unearth innovation. It's a call. Praise God. It's a call. You don't have that knowledge, but you just came to know it. The people that did the aeroplane, the people that did light, it's a call. It's purpose fulfilled. Praise God. It's purpose fulfilled. How can somebody invent lights? That's purpose fulfilled. Amen. Glory. And I want to say to you, let me round up. I'll talk about those 4 points next week. But let me round up by saying this to you. It just occurred to me. Let me say something to you. If the Spirit of God in you cannot unearth invention, you are wasting the Spirit of God in you. If God's Spirit in you cannot birth things that have never happened, things that is coming for the first time, you are wasting that Spirit in you. If, for example, you're a farmer and you cannot come with something, you know, we were talking in my office yesterday about, you know, our program. You're talking about emerging business. Those emerging businesses, ladies and gentlemen, you know, some people bath it in their hearts. How did people just come to like Emansha, plastic, Akiri, Odendowo? Plastic before you put it them in Ninu Agbara, Omi Agbewonlo. You go to the backyard, Wasunwon. And somebody just said, no, we can make money out of this. It was an idea that was birthed. People birth idea through demonic spirits. So why can't a believer birth an idea through the Holy Ghost? So we are wasting the deposits of God on the inside of you. If, as a fashion designer, you cannot come with an invention, do you understand that that is unique? You're talking about Tien Le Win, Abi Le Win yesterday. You're talking about which one again? Polo. We are talking about. Do you understand this one that you say crocodile shape? Lacoste. You get that? Now you see a shirt. You see this shirt, it doesn't have Lacoste. They call it 2 naira. You see the one that has Lacoste, they call it 200 naira. And you see, the only difference is one has Lacoste, one doesn't have Lacoste. Somebody, you know, came with innovation and has made money out of you people that cannot innovate. And that's why the rich is in the Bible. The rich will be getting richer and the poor will be getting poorer. The rich will all be becoming, they are getting rich because they are coming with innovations. Coke come with Coke that is dark. Coke come with diets. They understand that? Low sugar. They come with reason. Is it Coke, not Coke? Even the diet itself is worse. But, you know, they satisfy your concupiscibility. Even it's worse when you get to the U.S. You see Coke Light, you see Coke, you see Coke Lemon, you see all kind of Coke. And, you know, I want Blackberry. In fact, they say heat food, but the Coke is free. Okay, let's see that now. Let's see, man, I got a lot of joy. You can't be see by, you can't mom. Oh, to ba jade nbe yen o ba mu cup mewa won ni mo si to ba jade lowo etan. Somebody's innovation is taking money from the poor and is getting richer. What will you do with the Holy Ghost that is on the inside of you? Let's go home. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can we rise to our feet? Amen. Sunday is Men's Day. I'm having testimony, praise God, from the series of teachings on healing. You know, just this last service, I have three testifiers already. You know, I said they've shared their testimony, but I forgot it's Men's Day, so I'll get them to share Upper Week. Things are happening. When we challenge any area of our lives with God's word, things will happen. Praise God. When we challenge, you see, I talk about all these things that you are listening to. It's a way to renew your mind. I just spoken now to a designer. Now, she can begin to renew her mind in that area. Where I was living before, you know, I think I've shared with her, okay, or it's that me that I've shared with. This woman, corona shofun and you. All our clothes, they are going to the US, UK. It's DHL. They come, they go. You know, my wife one day said, neighbor, what they need, let's be good neighbors. You know, Oloba, General Shokan, Pure Lopa, and what those surprise you. You know? Now, what is the difference? Oh, we don't low now. I mean, my dear sister, Chinese special with a funeral show. Oh, who na ni? I get, you know, all any your own machine can. Ito mama weave anywhere by. Chairman, when you can tell about run show, especially in there, very now who, hello run show ni 500. There by she, it's here by area who to your by. I get, ni to ni one run for. Chuma, you see some people who are weave by, who are weave male from by. By, have you on go run? They understand that, you know, on the machine can, on the machine can. The DHM only one guy, the same as your nanny won't run. It won't batty a naira, won't batty a dollar. That's innovation. So, Koni, that's the loss you won't be. Chebi dollar loan, dollar, wa bound. Ladies and gentlemen, do something with the Holy Ghost. When you come like this, what it's doing to you is that it's getting your mind renewed. Invention will come. When you say, eyes are not seen, yeah, not, but it's revealed. Kinin, invention, innovation, come. They understand that idea withdraw from heaven. There's a way you can sell drugs that is not being sold. Idea can why you bat it. You bat it in the place of God's word. That's why I'm upset when you don't present yourself before God. It will come. There's a way you can do farming that farming has not been done. There's a way you can sell your products. In those days, the way you buy rice, oh Lord, she Congo, it came to somebody's heart. We can package it. Everybody is packaging it now. They understand? The people that are lazy, that cannot think, they will copy what you are doing. They understand that? But you be active in the Holy Ghost. Another idea will come. Some other people will run after it. If they come after, you made your own money. Somebody say they sack me from my job. Only glory to God. Go and start your home. They sack you so they can start. All until the man saw one bury. No, but one God will sack you. Because he said, and Abraham. Think about it. Abraham, God has said, when his father was alive, only pocket money, but only support but for family. So, but long so could go. But for purpose, the grace of the Lord be with you. Amen.